Today I want to talk about issues. Praise be to Jesus. Issues that when we don't take care of them, they will take care of us. Praise be to God. Matters that the Lord wants us to deal with. And if we fail to deal with them, they will deal with us. Praise be to Jesus. Let's go to the book of Genesis chapter 4. Genesis chapter 4, verse 23. Hallelujah. I want us to have our Bibles. James, you can put the guitar out now. We are done with the guitar. And get your Bible, because this is very important. It will help you in your life. So if there is no Bible there, close it and look for the real Bible. Doesn't come nandanganya. There could be another Bible beneath, behind this. Open the book of Genesis chapter 4. Who is gonna read it? Who's gonna read it? Dei, Mike, Dei. Praise the Lord. Dei. Mm-hmm. Genesis chapter 4, verse 23. Genesis chapter 4. Can you read it loud?
And the Lord said to
verse 23.
Yeah. Then Lamech said to his wife, Ida and Sarah, hear my voice, wives of Lamech, listen to my speech, for I have killed a man for wandering me, even a young man hurting me.
Okay, let's begin reading from verse 17. James, pay James the mic. Verse 17.
And Cain knew his wife.
Where can mic carry so that I get the audio?
And Cain knew his wife. And she conceived and bore Enoch. And he built a city and called the name of the city after the name of his son Enoch. To Enoch was born Irad. And Irad begat Mehuhael. And Mehuhael begot Methushael. Methushael begot Lamech. Then Lamech took himself two wives. One was named Ada, and the second was
Zila.
Zila. Dwell in the tents.
Verse 20.
And Ada bore Jabal. He was the father of those who dwell in the tents and have livestock. His brother's name was Jubal. he was the father of those who played the harp and the flute.
Mm-hmm.
And for Sila, she bore Tubal-Cain,
mm-hmm.
An instructor of every craftsman
mm.
in bronze and iron, and the sister of Tubal-Cain
mm.
was Nama.
Nama. Nama. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Lamech said to his wife,
mm-hmm.
Ada and Zila, hear my voice.
Mm-hmm.
Wives of Lamech, hear, mm-hmm. listen to my speech.
Mm-hmm.
For I have killed a man for wounding me,
mm-hmm.
even a young man for hurting me.
Mm-hmm.
If Cain shall be avenged sevenfold,
mm-hmm.
then Lamech 77-fold.
Hallelujah. Praise be to Jesus. Hallelujah. Today I want to talk about powers that flows from the bloodline. Are you getting what I'm saying? Powers that flows from the bloodline, that if they are not taken care of, they can become disastrous to the upcoming generation, to your life, and even the generation to come. Praise be to Jesus. The Bible says that Cain knew his wife, and she conceived and bore Enoch. We have heard of the story of Enoch, isn't it? We have heard of the Enoch, a man that walked with God and he was no more. Praise be to Jesus. We know that Cain killed his father and was driven out. Praise be to Jesus. Hallelujah. And he became a lonely man. And he bore his son Enoch. And you see, when Enoch came to the world, Enoch envisioned a different life. Praise be to Jesus. The Bible says Enoch walked with God. You see, Cain is coming from a very tough foundation. Glory be to God. Cain is coming over from a foundation of murder. His hand had shed blood. Praise be to Jesus. And the Bible says that the blood of Abel was still crying on the ground, seeking for justice. Praise be to Jesus. Hallelujah. There are things that our parents, our fathers, our grandparents, hallelujah, they have done that makes the land to cry for blood. Praise be to Jesus. Some of us, our grandparents, our fathers, they killed people. Praise be to Jesus. They killed family. They messed up with destinies of other people. Praise be to Jesus. Hallelujah. You know, in Africa, you see people fighting over land. You hear this family, they killed the father in order to take the land. Praise be to Jesus. They killed the owner of they killed the father of the house, then they take the land for themselves. Praise be to Jesus. That is blood already in that family. Praise be to Jesus. But we find that when Enoch came into play, Enoch had such an intimate relationship with God. Praise be to Jesus. Hallelujah. But after Enoch, the Bible says, I want us to see the genealogy here. Then after Enoch, to Enoch was born Irad. Praise be to Jesus. And Irad fathered Meujael. So Irad was who? To Cain. Huh? No. Irad was the grandson. Irad. Amen. So Enoch was the son to Cain. And Irad was the son to Enoch. Praise be to Jesus. Then Irad fathered Meujael. So Meujael was who to Cain? Great grandson. And Meujael fathered Methusael. So Methusael was great great grandson. That is almost like the third generation. And Methusael fathered Lamech. So Lamech was what? Great 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 grandson. Almost to the fourth generation. Are you seeing what is happening here? So we find that the first generation, Enoch, it looked like their life, they lived a normal life. Praise be to Jesus. Hallelujah. Irad lived a normal life. Meujahel lived a normal life. Metusahel lived a normal life. Praise be to Jesus. But when it came to Lamech, the fourth generation, the curse that was upon Cain rose up in the fourth generation. Praise be to Jesus. You see, these are the things that people don't pay attention. Praise be to God. Hallelujah. And that's why you will find that a father may have a son and the son grow up to be a very heavy drinker. Praise be to God. And the father will be like, in this family, nobody drinks. Praise be to Jesus. Nobody drinks. I don't drink. My wife doesn't drink. All of us, we love the Lord. But where is this habit coming from? Praise be to Jesus. Hallelujah. Where is this habit? In my home here, you know, this is not a part of us. Praise be to Jesus. Hallelujah. But what we don't understand, there are things that can even pass the first, the second, the third, to the fourth generation. That's why it is very important as a man or as a woman to deal with your foundation. Praise be to Jesus. Hallelujah. To deal with your foundation very, very thoroughly. Just because everything is well with you does not mean that the next generation everything will be well. The issue of the blood feud was not yet dealt with. Glory be to Jesus. Hallelujah. The blood feud, the family wickedness, the blood, the spirit of anger that was flowing in the vein of Cain flowed to the fourth generation. Now read verse 23 again. Read it loud.
Then Lamech said to his wives, Ada and Zillah, hear my voice, wives of Lamech. I listen to my speech, for I have killed a man for wounding me, even a young man for hurting me. If Cain shall be avenged sevenfold, then Lamech should be Lamech 77-fold.
Can you imagine that? Why was Lamech bringing the story of Cain? Praise be to Jesus. Lamech is telling his wives that, look, I have killed a man for wounding me, a young man for striking me. Praise be to Jesus. Hallelujah. You know, just because somebody has wounded you does not mean that you should kill them. But you see, there are people that have anger problem that is ingrained in their blood. Praise be to Jesus. There are people that even when you step on their toe, they feel like killing you. Have you ever met with people like that? Well, you are just passing by and you happen to touch them. And they turn around and look at you like you are a dead man. Praise be to Jesus. Hallelujah. So there are anger issues that are flowing in the blood. There are things in people that makes people to behave in a certain way because it is tied to the blood link. You, for example, you are coming from a home which is very polygamous. That spirit, you will find even a man who is married. Praise be to Jesus. Hallelujah. That spirit will either disturb the marriage or will either bring somebody to be very close to you. Praise be to Jesus. To the extent where now you don't see your wife as the person you can fulfill destiny with, but this other person, praise be to God, because the spirit of polygamy is visiting his ground. Glory be to Jesus. Hallelujah. And the spirit of polygamy have destroyed many marriages, have destroyed many homes. Praise be to Jesus. Hallelujah. Because it is a foundational thing that if it is not dealt with properly, it can mess your life. It can mess the life of your children. Praise be to God. No matter how saved you are, you need to deal with these issues. Praise be to God. You see that Lamech on the fourth generation found himself doing something that he regretted about. Glory be to Jesus. He found himself killing a man just the same way his great-great-grandparent did. Praise be to God. Hallelujah. The same thing happened to him. Praise be to God. There are some habits that you find that people have that they are not able to control. Even if it is smoking, even if it is drinking, even if it is womanizing, praise be to Jesus, even if it is lying, it gets so ingrained that it is beyond the individual. Like when that thing comes on them, they are not able to control themselves. They are not able to to have control, praise be to Jesus. Like Lamech was not able to control himself from killing this young man. And after killing this young man, he started regretting. But you see, even the problem that Lamech left, he even left the curse. So instead of breaking the curse, he added the curse. He said, if Cain's revenge is sevenfold, then Lamech's is 77-fold. What has he done? Praise be to Jesus. He has multiplied the curse. And that's why you walk in a certain home is trouble on top of trouble on top of trouble, because the curse has been multiplied. Praise be to Jesus. You know, wickedness grow. Praise be to Jesus. When wickedness is not dealt with, it grows. Praise be to Jesus. It grows from levels to levels until you reach some certain homes, you find everybody has been wiped out of that home. Everybody has died of that home. Praise be to Jesus. Everybody is perishing. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. And that's why we need to be careful to identify these strongholds and deal with them and break the hold of darkness. Plead the blood of Jesus. Hallelujah. You know, the God we serve is a God of justice. Praise be to Jesus. You know, he said that is the God that forgives the sins of a generation to the third and fourth generation. By no way, he will not clear the guilty. Praise be to Jesus. To the third and fourth generation. Praise be to Jesus. What does that mean? Glory be to God. There are things that there are effects as seen after a very long period of time. Praise be to Jesus. That it has to take a generation of God lovers. Praise be to Jesus. It has to take a generation of people that fears the Lord to levels and destroy those wicked foundation and raise an altar to the Lord that is pleasant to God, and raise an altar by the blood of Jesus. Hallelujah. The blood that speaketh good things, and choose to forsake the other lifestyle, choose to forsake the other culture. Praise be to God. That was not pleasing to the Lord, and embrace Christ. You see, there are things that are so ingrained in our culture, in our family, that sometimes you cannot be able to change while you are there. Are we together? Hallelujah. You see, when God called Abraham, he called him from his father's house. He called him out. What was wrong with the family of Abraham? What was wrong with the family of Abraham? What was wrong with the family of Abraham? Where Abraham was coming from. But what was the practice? What was the Abraham's family doing? What was their lifestyle? They were idol worshippers. Praise be to Jesus. They were idol worshippers. They were deeply ingrained in idolatry. Praise be to Jesus. Deeply ingrained. To the extent where the Lord had to pull him out. Are we together? Pull him out from his father's house. Hallelujah. You see, there are things that are so deeply ingrained that you may not be able to change in your father's house. That you have to go and create your home, your altar. Praise be to Jesus. Hallelujah. You have to step out. Because God wanted to start a new generation of God pleasers. Praise be to God. So he had to pull him out. Praise be to Jesus. The Bible says in the book of Genesis chapter 12, now the Lord said to Abraham, go from your country and your kindred and your father's house to the land that I will show you. And I will make of you a great nation, and I will bless you and make your name great, so that you will be a blessing. And I will bless those who bless you, and him who dishonors you I will curse. And in you all the families of the earth shall be blessed. Praise be to Jesus. It was a call to come out. Praise be to God. Because God knew that, you know, when you are under your father's house, you are under his domain. You are under his legal authority. Praise be to Jesus. Hallelujah. You are under his legal authority. And if your father doesn't fear the Lord, if your parents doesn't fear the Lord, they can easily sell your life to the devil. Are we together? They can easily sell your life to the devil because your parents are like a legal ground. They are like a legal authority that the enemy can use the ground of your parents to possess the children, to take control of the destiny of the lives of the children. Praise be to God. When they have legality with the parents. Praise be to Jesus. Hallelujah. So parents hold the key and part of the destiny of their children. Praise be to Jesus. Hallelujah. And the enemy always uses the parent. The enemy always uses the parent as a legal ground to take control of the destiny of the child. Praise be to Jesus. Are we together? Hallelujah. Because parents have authority, legal authority. That's why the Bible says you shall honor your father and mother so that your days may be long. Praise be to Jesus. Hallelujah. So parents have such kind of, they can bless you or they can curse you. Praise be to Jesus. So the Lord showed that Abraham could not have been able to change the situation of his house because so much was ingrained. Praise be to Jesus. So much was ingrained. So the Lord called him out. Glory be to Jesus. The Lord called him out from a very adulterous family. Praise be to God. Hallelujah. To go and start a new life with the Lord. Praise be to Jesus. Hallelujah. Some of us, we are coming from very idolatrous family. We are coming from families that of witchcraft, families that honors the dead, families that practice very weird things. Praise be to God. Hallelujah. You know, I was a Luo. Hallelujah. There are things that Luos call taboos. Have you ever heard of those? Chira? Eh? I grew up in the village. I saw Christians who go to church dying because of these things. Praise be to God. Because one of their foot is in Christ. One of their foot, they believe so much into this thing. Like when the son is about to build a house, they are supposed to slaughter a chicken or something. They have to shed blood. They will say, oh, we need to come back and honor, to remembrance, to honor the dead. And they have to shed blood. If somebody died, they must shed blood. If he's a woman, they have to They have to kill two cows. If he's a man, they have to kill three cows. Praise be to God. Hallelujah. You could even hear some issues where the widow say, oh, I dreamt about my husband. And because I dreamt about my husband, we have to kill some chicken for him. Praise be to Jesus. Hallelujah. We are coming from very idolatrous family. We are coming from very ingrained grounds where people are worshiping the dead, while lives of people are in miserability. Praise be to Jesus. Hallelujah. You know, the effect of these powers. I've seen some families where over suddenly you see one family rise up and become very powerful, very wealthy. They build very nice house. And within a decade, the next time you return to that family, you find everything is gone. Everybody has died in that home. Are we together? Foundation, foundation, foundation. You find that the grandfather was holding the power of the clan. You know the power of the clan. Nguvu ya uko. They were holding the power of the clan. Now the grandfather has died. Now, those powers now are moving around, looking for somebody to continue. Somebody to continue their lineage. Praise be to Jesus. But you see, these are now demonic powers. Hello? Are we together? But you see, some people are believe so much that these are the powers that are making them be wealthy. These are the powers that are making them to be politicians. These are the powers that are making them to have successful businesses. Praise be to Jesus. Hallelujah. While others, you work in a certain home, everybody is doing well. But one of the young boy is mad, is crazy. His life is miserable because they will always use one, somebody in the family, hallelujah, to be a hostage of these powers. Praise be to Jesus, hallelujah. Especially it happens a lot in Indian family. Praise be to Jesus, hallelujah. Even Indians, they practice these things. Idolatry. To the level where there's certain sickness that never leaves home. There's certain poverty that never leaves home. There are certain diseases that never leaves home. Where these powers are ingrained, people, marriages doesn't stay. People are dying prematurely in the home. Praise be to Jesus. Alcoholism is the order of the day. All manner of life that doesn't please the Lord because of these powers. Praise be to Jesus. Hallelujah. And many are deceived that they are benefiting from these powers, not knowing that destinies have been tied, destinies have been controlled, destinies are being destroyed because of these powers. Praise be to Jesus. Hallelujah. Do you know these powers are one of the root cause of witchcraft? Hallelujah. You know, there's a branch of witchcraft which is divination. Are we together? A branch of witchcraft. Praise be to Jesus. Hallelujah. You know, some people, they don't think. Have you ever met with some people that they can, before even you come, they can tell that you are coming, and you come in and you find that they have already cooked for you. And you wonder, how did you know that I was coming? I just knew. You find a grandmother when he's alone, he's talking with somebody that died 10 years ago, and he's sitting down and is an apiga story. Those are those powers. Sometimes people, those powers can even give people skill to be medicine men, medicine women. They have those skills. They can even treat people. But they are using those powers. Nguvu za uko. Praise be to Jesus. So some people have grown to think that they are benefiting. You remember the girl who was prophesying using the spirit of divination, the young girl in the book of Acts. Praise be to God. There's somebody who was benefiting. They were using the girl to walk around, and the girl could prophesy accurately, but she wasn't prophesying with the spirit of God. There's a lot of people going around, even in the pulpit today, pretending to be prophets and men of God, but they are using the clan power, the spirits of divination. Zile nguvu zilipitishwa kwa boma yao. Inawapea mamlaka ya kuona ndoto, kuona maono ya watu, kuona maisha ya watu. Wanaweza kukuja kwa boma yako. They can come in your home and tell you what happened to your great grandparent, what happened to your son, what happened to your daughter, what you need to do. But they are using these powers of darkness, and if you are not careful, they can end up opening a portal and dip you more into trouble and bring more fear. Praise be to Jesus. Because when God speaks, he gives solution. Are we together? When God speaks, he brings solution. But you see, these spirits of divination, they can tell you all about your family, but at the end of the day, they don't deliver. Praise be to God. Because the devil has no power to set any man free. Only the Spirit of God has the power, has the capacity to set the men free. When the Spirit speak, when the Spirit reveal, there is a mandate, there is power to set the person free. Praise be to Jesus. Hallelujah. And many people know, and even they are holding the Bible. I've met with a lot of people in the name of men of God, but the spirit behind them is not of God. Because there are things that when a man of God is operating with the right spirit, hallelujah, there's an order. First, when somebody with the Spirit of God, they exercise patience. Hallelujah. That's number one virtue of the Spirit. Number two virtue of the Spirit is the respect of authority. Hallelujah. Respect of authority. You know, when somebody has the Spirit of God, they don't fight with their pastor. Praise be to Jesus. Hallelujah. You know, the spirit that makes you to fight with your pastor, that is not the Spirit of God. Because there's supposed to be fear and trembling. You see, David knew that Saul was not walking right with God. But because Saul was an anointed man of God, just like David was anointed, there was that fatherly fear. Praise be to Jesus. You see, our generation is jumping everywhere. Even when you see the nakedness of your father, it is not for the son to reveal the nakedness of the father to the world. The nakedness of the father is for the son to cover. Tuko pamoja. Ukiona uchi ya babako, utaenda kuambia kila mtu kwa barabara. Eh? Utuambia ako hivi hivi, hii ndio size yake. You see, that this is the way our generation is behaving today. Hallelujah. They saw the weakness of their pastor. Now they are running everywhere, telling, they are running on Twitter, they are running on YouTube, they are running everywhere. Praise be to God. Instead of going to the private place and pray, Father, cover him. Cover your servant. Strengthen your servant in the name of Jesus. Give him the grace to overcome that issue in the name of Jesus. Praise be to God. But why do we find it as a laughing stock? When we see men of God naked, instead of praying for them, we start laughing at them. God doesn't want anyone to perish. Praise be to Jesus. Hallelujah. You know, when you laugh at a man of God, it means that the heart of God is not in you. You are a child of the devil. Hallelujah. It's not pleasing to God to see his servants fall. It is for us to stand in the gap and pray for them so that they be strengthened. Men of God are not angels. They are human beings like you and me. They get tempted every day like the way you get tempted. And that's why we need even to pray more for our pastors. We need to pray more for our prophets. We need to pray more for our apostles, because the kind of challenges they face in a day is a lot. Praise be to Jesus. Hallelujah. They need each and every member's prayer. They need your prayer. Pray for their homes. Pray for their children. Pray for their growth. Pray for their protection. Don't think just because a man of God is anointed, they don't need your prayer. They need your prayers. in the name of Jesus. So when somebody has the true spirit of God, there is order, there is humility, there is respect to authority. Praise be to Jesus. Whoever operates with the spirit of God will not act in rebellion to authority. If you are under a man of God and you don't like what they are doing, praise be to Jesus, leave. Don't fight with that man of God to split that church. Glory be to God. That is the spirit of rebellion. There's a lot of people walking around calling themselves men of God, but they know that the spirit they are using is not the spirit of God. Today, the Lord is exposing them in the name of Jesus. There's a lot of people using this clan powers. These nguvu za ukoo wanatembea nayo, wanaenda kwa hii village, wanaenda hapa. They're praying for people, but they are leaving trouble. They are leaving more problems on people. Praise be to Jesus. They are leaving people in shackles. They are leaving people in poverty. They are leaving people in addiction. They are leaving people with spirit husband, spirit wife. They enter into the church. They lay hands on people. After that, the whole praise and worship team has fallen to fornication. Praise be to Jesus. We have to be careful. In the name of Jesus. I want us to go to Judges. Judges chapter 6. Judges chapter 6 verse 11. Now the angel of the Lord came and sat under the terebinth at Ophrah, which belonged to Joash the Abizrite, while his son Gideon was beating out wheat in the winepress to hide it from the Midianites. And the angel of the Lord appeared to him and said to him, "The Lord is with you, O mighty man of valor." And Gideon said to him, "Please, my Lord, if the Lord is with us, why then has all this happened to us?" Hallelujah. Have you ever been in a situation where the Lord is speaking, but you start questioning God? You start asking God, if you are really there, why has this happened to our family? Why has this happened to our nation? Why has this happened to our children? Why has this happened? Praise be to Jesus. Hallelujah. You see, Gideon was living a coward life. Hallelujah. He was beating out the wheat and he was living in hiding. Some of us, we are living in hiding. We are running away from God. We are doing things in secret that we should not be doing. Praise be to Jesus. Hallelujah. We are hiding. Hallelujah. We are living a coward life. While there is a generation that is waiting for our rising. You see, there are people with great stars, with great talents, with great ability, with great leadership ability, with great skills, but they are in hiding because they don't believe in themselves. They don't believe what God can use them to do, that God can use them as a hand that can transform generation. The way he took Abraham and used Abraham as a hand, use Abraham as a hand that transformed generation to eternity. Praise be to Jesus. Hallelujah. Can you imagine if the Lord tells you that through you, all families of the earth will be blessed? If we want to talk about blessing, we have to go back to Abraham. Glory be to Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Hallelujah. Even Jesus is connected with him. Glory be to the living God of Nazareth. Hallelujah. There is an history that God wants to write with you and with me. And the Lord is calling you, you Gideon, mighty man of valor. You Festo, mighty man of valor. You James, mighty man of valor. In other words, the Lord is trying to awake something that has been sleeping within you. The Lord is trying to awake awake the warrior in you. The Lord is trying to awake the talent in you. The Lord is trying to awake the giftings in you. The Lord is trying to awake the wisdom in you. Do you know there are people that are called to be international intercessors? Praise be to God. They will be interceding and nations will be shaking. They will be interceding and unclean spirit will be coming out of people. They will be interceding and jogs and bondages and altars of darkness will be set on fire. They will be interceding and the gates of the cities will be open to the gospel of Jesus. Hallelujah. There are people that are called that when they will stand to pray, things will shake, families will change, lives of people will be transformed for the glory of God. There are people, mantuzaba leta pandalaze, there are people that the wisdom that God will put onto them will write hundreds and thousands of books, praise be to God, that will transform lives to eternity. Do you know there could be hundreds of books within you that you are called to write, but you are still in hiding? Glory be to Jesus. Do you know there could be thousands and thousands of songs within you that you are called to write that will bless generations to eternity? Do you know up to date there are still some hymns we sang that were written with people 100 years ago? They have gone to be with the Lord. But when we sing those hymns, it sounds so fresh. It's like it was written today. The meaning has never changed. Hallelujah. The meaning. Hako shatalagi de bilento soto parata. Shikoto balata bahanda dadada bosate leke to soto baranta. Almighty man of valor. And Gideon said, please, my Lord, if the Lord is with us, why does all this happen to us? Why is this happening to my life? Why am I passing through this situation? Why am I suffering, oh Lord? If you are really there, praise be to God, why are we in slavery? You see, at that time, the children of Israel were in slavery in the hands of the Midianites. Glory be to God. They were living as if they don't exist. Praise be to Jesus. Hallelujah. And where are all his wonderful deeds that our fathers recounted to us, saying, did not the Lord bring us out from Egypt? But now the Lord has forsaken us and given us into the hand of the Midian. And the Lord turned to him and said, go in the might of yours and save Israel from the land of the Midian. Do I not send you? The Lord is telling somebody, go in the might of yours and save your family. Go in the might of yours and save your generation. Go in the might of yours and save everybody in that city. Go in the might of yours. Hallelujah. Because when God sends you, he will accompany you with strength. He will accompany you with power. Glory be to Jesus. Hallelujah. You will enter into that city and fire will descend. Witches will surrender. The deaf ears will pop open. Blind eyes will pop open. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Because God is sending you out. God is sending you out to that home. God is sending you out to that city. God is sending you out to that school. God is sending you out to bring healing and deliverance. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Go in the might of yours and save Israel from the hand of the Midian. Do I not send you? The Lord is saying, do I not send you? Because, the mind. You see, there's something about the mind. You know, some of us, we are used to pain and problems until the pain and problems have become part of us. That even when God has delivered us, we still want to circle around our shortcomings. We still want to circle around the area where the Lord has brought deliverance. Praise be to Jesus. Hallelujah. Because our mind has yet to be delivered. Praise be to Jesus. Hallelujah. You know, there are people that are used to defeat, that even when victory is imminent, they are still thinking that they are not capable. Praise be to God. Hallelujah. Because every time they try, they fall. Every time they try, they fall. But I'm telling you today, by the mercies of God, go in the strength of the mighty one and pass that exam. Go in the strength of the mighty one and finish your school. Go in the strength of the mighty one and succeed. Go in the strength of the mighty one and run your ministry successfully. Go in the strength of the mighty one, because this time you are not going alone. This time the Lord Almighty, the King of Glory, the Great I Am, is going ahead of you, and every chains will be broken. You know, it's a great thing for the Lord to go ahead of you. It is a great thing for the Lord. Hajoto robo zanda metele de bazanda riko to salada. And the Lord turned unto him and said, go in the might of yours and save Israel from the land of the Midian. Do I not send you? And he said to him, please, Lord, how can I save Israel? How can I save Israel? You know, he's asking, Lord, how can I save Israel? You know, even you today, you may be asking yourself, how can I save myself? How can I save my home? How can I save my youth generation? How can I save my family? Praise be to Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Behold, my clan is the weakest in Manasseh, and I am the least in my father's house. I'm the least, Lord. You know, my clan. You see, Manasseh, hallelujah. How many people know the story of Manasseh and Ephraim? How many people know? Do you know the story of Manasseh and Ephraim? These were the sons that Jacob grafted and made to become his from Joseph. They were grafted. They were born in Egypt. Praise be to Jesus. Hallelujah. But Jacob grafted them. While Jacob was praying for Manasseh and Ephraim, he crossed his hands. How many people remember the story when Jacob crossed his hand? Aliweka mkono yake hivi. Mwaisikize hiyo story. Huh? So in other words, Manasseh was the firstborn. Ephraim was the second. Praise be to Jesus. So the blessing of the firstborn was given to the youngest, was given to Ephraim, and Ephraim vice versa. Praise be to Jesus. Hallelujah. So how do you feel when your younger brother is given more blessing than you when you are a firstborn? How do you feel? What does that do to you? It creates strife, jealousy, cowardness. Praise be to Jesus. So Manasseh became the least clan in Israel, because they were being led with the youngest, while Ephraim became very notorious in Israel. Actually, the clan of Ephraim was something. Praise be to Jesus. You can go and do more study on them. They were very outspoken. Praise be to Jesus. Ephraim was very outspoken. Praise be to Jesus. Hallelujah. But Manasseh was the least clan in Israel. It's like, if you have to name people, they are the last to be named. Hallelujah. If people have to name your father is the last to be named. If people have to name, in the village, wanasema, if you want poverty people, they are these people. Praise be to Jesus. If you want people to suffer, they are this clan. There's a way even when people just cross over your home, they can tell what is going on. From the houses they have built, from the lifestyle, watu wanakunywa pombe, watu wako sigara, watu wako kwa mambo zingine za, youths are just walking kama zombie, ni kama hawana maisha. Praise be to Jesus. So my clan is the weakest in Manasseh, and I am the least in my father's house. You see, there are people that think that God is looking for famous people. God is looking for very talented people. Praise be to God. Hallelujah. That is not the case. What matters is the grace that the Lord will invest in your life. And the Lord said to him, but I will be with you, and you shall strike the Midianites as one man. The Lord is saying that it doesn't matter where you are coming from. It doesn't matter the level of your education. Praise be to Jesus. It doesn't matter your background. Glory be to God. As long as I am with you, you will strike the Midianight as one man, not as a group. God is sending you as one man to save your home. God is sending you as one man to save your village. God is sending you as one man to save your city. God is sending you as one man to save your generation. In the mighty name of Jesus, because your life will bring impact. Your life, moko shata balante zika parada, generation will remember your name forever. In the mighty name of Jesus, because God used you in an unusual way. God used you to bring the captive out of captivity. In the mighty name of Jesus, God used you to bring souls unto the kingdom. God used you to transform destinies for his glory. In the mighty name of Jesus, it doesn't matter what they have talked about you. What matters is the Lord is with you. You know, when the Lord is with you, they will come in one way, but they will flee in seven ways. Praise be to Jesus Christ of Nazareth, because the Lord is mighty. He is mighty in battle. In the mighty name of Jesus, the Lord will fight for you. The Lord will pave way for you in the name of Jesus. Verse 18, please do not depart from here until I come to you and bring out my present and set it before you. And he said, I will stay till you return. You see, when God visited Gideon, he brought a present to the Lord. He brought a sacrifice to the Lord. You know, there are some prophetic encounter that cannot be left without a sacrifice. Wow. Are we together? There are some prophetic encounter. There are some prophetic visions that you need to seal with an offering, that you need to seal with a sacrifice. It is the sacrifice that accelerates prophecy. Praise be to Jesus. A prophecy can be scheduled to happen 5 years from now. Praise be to Jesus. But an offering can accelerate it for it to happen tomorrow. Something that you could have waited for 20 years, an offering can bring it to life. You see, when God spoke in the spirit that go in the might of yours and save Israel, the word was already spoken in the spirit, but the offering has the offering brings the word to life. Brings the word to life. Vokoshata balanta zikatai. Sometimes there is something that the word needs the offering to accelerate the speed of fulfillment. There are people that a prophecy was spoken in their life what they will become in the future, and they did nothing about it. They have been waiting 30 years for that prophecy to be fulfilled because they were not wise. Praise be to God. Hallelujah. Immediately, the angel spoke the prophecy of how the life of Gideon was going to be. Praise be to Jesus. Hallelujah. The first thing that Gideon did was to prepare an offering to bring it before the Lord. You know, it may sound as nonsense, but it's very important to accompany the word of his servant, to accompany prophetic directions with an offering. Praise be to God, because the offering will speed up the prophecy to fulfillment. Hallelujah. The offering will be the wheels that will carry the words to fulfillment quickly. It will be like the oil that will drive it. That no matter how many witches are against you, no matter how many people are ganging against you, hallelujah, the prophecy will be sealed with fire around, with the glory of God around, in the mighty name of Jesus. Hallelujah. So Gideon went into his house and prepared a young goat and a leavened cake from an ephah of flour. The meat he put in a basket and the broth he put in a pot, and brought them to him under the terebinth and presented them. And the angel of the Lord said to him, take the meat and the unleavened cakes and put them on this rock and pour the broth over them. And he did so. Then the angel of the Lord reached out to the tip of the staff that was in his hand and touched the meat and the living cakes, and fire sprang up from the rock and consumed the meat and living cakes. Can you imagine that encounter? This was one of the miracles that Gideon saw what God could do. Praise be to God. Imagine the angel touched the meat with his staff and fire sprang out. Glory be to Jesus. Hallelujah. And fire sprang up from the rock and consumed the meat and the living cakes. Praise be to Jesus. Can you imagine fire coming out of a rock? Not wood. Can you imagine that? Can you imagine fire coming out of a rock? The mysteries of God. Glory be to Jesus. Hallelujah. And the angel of the Lord vanished from his sight. Then Gideon perceived that it was the angel of the Lord. And Gideon said, alas, O Lord God, for now I have seen the angel of the Lord face to face. But the Lord said to him, peace be to you. Do not fear, you shall not die. Then Gideon built an altar there to the Lord and called it, the Lord is peace. After this encounter, Gideon built an altar. Praise be to Jesus. And he called it, the Lord is peace. The Lord is shalom. To this day, it stands at Ophrah, which belong to Abizarites. Praise be to Jesus. Hallelujah. Verse 25. This is the reason. Then we are going to close. That night, the Lord said to him, take your father's bull and the second bull, 7 years old, and pull down the altar of Baal. Are we together? God has already given direction for Gideon to go and save his family. Praise be to Jesus. But before he saves his family, there was an instruction, that something that he had to do. there is a God that was lifted in his father's house. Are we together? Some of us, we have a great calling, but the gods from our father's house are too high for us to succeed. Are we together? They are too magnified for us to see the light of his glory. They are too magnified for us to break the yoke of poverty in our homes. They are too magnified for us to prosper in the will of God. So there is a problem. And the Lord is telling, go, go, take your father's bull and the second bull, 7 years old, and pull down the altar of Baal that your father has. Pull down the altar of Baal. What is that altar that is worshipped in your father's house? What is that altar that has put generation in bondage? What is that altar that doesn't want people to get married? What is that altar that wants to make people to live in drunkenness, a useless lives, lives with no purpose, life with no vision? What is that altar that is destroying destiny? What is that altar that doesn't want anybody to prosper in that home? What is that altar that doesn't want anyone to serve the Lord in that home? What is that altar? Rakoba zi parato zo mahanda makalike sheketali. Do you know what all Baal brings? Baal brings prostitution. Baal brings poverty. Baal brings homosexuality. Baal brings all manner of wickedness. Oh, Baal brings divination, false prophets. You see, the prophets that Elijah fought with, they were prophets of Baal. Praise be to Jesus. They were false prophets, and they were working under who? Jezebel. And Jezebel was who? A witch. Praise be to Jesus. Hallelujah. Altar of Baal. Some of us, witchcraft is so risen. Witchcraft is so worshipped in our father's house. Family wickedness is the altar of the day. Immorality, prostitution, polygamy. Praise be to Jesus. Broken homes, broken marriages. Praise be to Jesus. Hallelujah. Cancers, heart diseases. Praise be to alcoholism. At the order of the day, poverty is the order of the day. Praise be to Jesus. Zakoto Robozaya. Idolatry is the order of the day. There are families that are, people are not able to finish under the 8. The spirit of success is not there. Everybody is struggling. There are people that when it reaches the day of exam, they have an headache. Before exam, everything is well. Because there is an altar. There's an altar that doesn't want anyone to get married and have peace. And every time they are going to get married, a problem arises, a war arises. Zakoto roba zanda meke telegedeba. The Lord knew that Gideon could not have a successful ministry if he hadn't dealt with the altars from his father's house. God knew that Gideon could not succeed in what he had called him to do until he deal, because your father's house determines your prosperity. Praise be to Jesus. Your father's house determines what God can do with you. And if there is something negative from your father's house, it can easily entangle you. It can easily kill your ministry. It can easily lead you to a lifestyle that you are never meant to live. It can easily provoke your weakness. Praise be to Jesus. Hallelujah. Baalism was a weakness in Israel. Baalism was a weakness. What it is that is a weakness in your father's house? What it is that is preventing people to be sincere with God? What it is from your father's house what it is. There are places where premature death is the order of the day. There are places where people, when they reach at 21, they have to die. When they reach 40, they have to die. When they reach 50, they have to die. There are places where accident, the father died in accident, the son died in accident. Accidents are the order of the day. Shatoro do satali parada bahai. Zekete palada bahanda. Take your father's bull and the second bull, 7 years old, and pull down the altar of Baal that your father has, and cut down the Asherah that is beside it. Can you imagine? There are two risen altars. There is Baal, there is Asherah. Praise be to Jesus. And build an altar to the Lord your God on the top of the stronghold here with stones laid in due order. Then take the second bull and offer it as a burnt offering with the wood of the Asherah that you shall cut down. So Gideon took 10 men of his servants and did as the Lord had told him. But because he was too afraid of his family and the men of the town to do it by day, he did it by night. Whatever you do in the night, nobody can honor you for it. Are we together? Whatever you do in the night, nobody can learn out of it. Whatever Gideon was doing was very spiritual. And there were great lessons to learn out of what Gideon was doing. But he did it in the night. Shokoto salabahanda mekejende leto sutala gidiba. God is calling some of us to return back to our father's house and have big crusades in your home. Put big time speakers in that home and invite preachers to preach there. Rakwashika balato sopala ketepe. And break every satanic altars. And break every clan altars. And break every shelter altars. And pull them down and cut them down and destroy them. And pour the oil of God. And declare, from today, only the Lord shall be worshipped in this home. From today is the end of witchcraft. Is the end of family wickedness. Ye kabalanto superadia. From today we shall worship the Lord. We shall serve the Lord. Do you have that kind of boldness? Some of our fathers are so ingrained to these gods, so ingrained to witchcraft, so ingrained to this power. Oh, some places that even when you pray in your simba, they say, don't pray here. We don't want prayer. Even if you pray in your house in Kwaboma, in our sumbua, ata maombi wanataka uombe kama umejificha. Hapana. Vitu za siri zimemalizwa katika jina kulake Yesu Kristo. It's time for you to preach to your family members and tell them it's time to give up on your charms. It's time to give up on your divination. It's time to give up on those people that you go to consult. It's time for us to consult the living God. It's time for us to depend on the protection that cometh from the Father, not protection that cometh from the man. It's time for the living God to be reverent in this home in the name of Jesus. I am bringing a fire of revival in this home, and I will destroy all yokes of darkness. Rico bazanda meke tepilike tepalada lakotosite pelende zekatiliketea. Anything that has risen itself in this home that is fighting my destiny, that is fighting my life, I pull you down. I destroy you from your foundation. Rico bazanda, I have no part with you in the name of Jesus. Ribazata bakali keto solada. Because it is written in the book of Ezekiel that the Children have eaten, the fathers have eaten so grapes, but the teeth of children have been put into our age. But the Lord has declared that this proverb will not longer be used in Israel. For the soul that sinneth is the one that shall die. I will not be part of their mistake. I will not be part of their wickedness, because I am a child of God. I have been purchased with the blood of Jesus. I have a destiny that is peculiar. I am a royal priesthood. I am a chosen generation. I must change my generation, because royalty is running in my blood. Rabokojeje balanta. I must fulfill my purpose. Do you know when you know who you are? Do you know when you are a prince or a princess? Even when you walk on the streets, you walk like a prince. You dress like a princess. Praise be to Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Do you know there's something about royalty? There's something that royals are trained to lead. Royals are trained to transform. Royals are trained to bring people to certain things. Praise be to God. Hallelujah. And I'm telling somebody today, we serve a king. And because we have a father who is a king, we are on the royal bloodline. Glory be to God. Our lives are not ordinary. Your life is not ordinary. Your future is not ordinary. Your talking is not ordinary. You are called to convince your generation to serve God. You are called to bring your generation out of darkness to the marvelous light of Jesus. You are called to transform your home. You are called to transform your village. You are called to bring light wherever you go. Darkness must flee. In the mighty name of Jehovah, Liko Shabala Tabanda, because the Lord is with me, I will not be afraid of witchcraft. Because the Lord is with me, I will not be afraid of the altars. Their altars will not terrorize my life. Furthermore, I am going to terrorize them. Raboko Shapalaga de Belete Paladaba. Any altar from my father's house, any altar from my mother's house, that is fighting my life, that is fighting my destiny, I thereby terrorize you. Rico Bazanda Baleko Sopaleta. I set you on fire right now. You altars of polygamy, you altars of promiscuity, you altars of poverty, I now set you on fire. Anything that is risen from my father's house, from my mother's house, that doesn't want people to prosper, Rico Bazanda, I break you in the name of my Lord. I destroy you. I uproot you in the name of Jesus. I declare light in my father's house. I declare the glory of God. I declare the Bible. I declare the gospel of Jesus, the gospel of redemption, the gospel of righteousness. I declare the salvation of my Lord in my father's house. People shall be saved. My parents shall be saved. My siblings shall be saved. My brothers shall be saved. Any power that have held anyone in captivity, today, by the mercies of God, by the name that is above every name, I break them. You see, it is war. That is what the Lord sent Gideon to do. In other words, before you have, if you realize that there's an altar fighting you, you need to destroy it. Some of us, there's an altar that is fighting us. There's an altar that is fighting you not to finish school. Hello? Wewe unafikiri tu uko na shida. There's an altar that is fighting you not to marry. There's an altar that is fighting you not to have a peaceful marriage. There's an altar that is fighting you not to prosper. Everywhere you go, rejection, 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 rejection. Si kawaida. Praise be to Jesus. I want us to rise Just stand up in your 2 feet wherever you are. Even those that are listening, in the name of Jesus. We are going to renounce. And I want you to pray along with me. I want you to renounce any altar that is fighting destiny. Any altar that wants people to die prematurely. Any altar doesn't want people to serve God, to worship God. Any altar that have caged people in drug addiction, praise be to Jesus. Any altar that is fighting people not to be married in the home, in the family. Tunataka tuvunje. Na nataka tuanze na agano. Agano yoyote ambaye imefanywa na wazazi wetu. Agano waliofanya na watu waliokufa. Agano waliofanya na watu na maroho machafu. Siku hii ya leo tunazivunja in the name of Jesus. We break them. Say, Father. Father, I want you to say it loud. Father, in the name of Jesus, I come before you today to seek for your mercy. For on behalf of my father's house, on behalf of my mother's house, any covenant they made with the dead, any covenant they made with the demonic world, today, in the name of Jesus, I break those covenant. I break those covenant. I disconnect myself from any altar, from any relation that is fighting my destiny. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Any covenant they made, any blood they shed, today I declare the mercies of God. Today I declare the blood of Jesus over my foundation. Today I declare the blood of Jesus. Today I declare the blood to cleanse my foundation, to cleanse anything that is fighting my destiny. I declare the blood of Jesus. I declare, repeat with me, I declare the blood of Jesus over my foundation, over my root, over my family, over my spirit, over my destiny. Let my destiny be soaked with the blood of the Lamb. I override any other blood covenant that is speaking shame, any other blood covenant that is speaking poverty, any other blood covenant that is speaking death, today, in the name of Jesus, I disconnect, I renounce, say by faith, I renounce the gods of my father's house. I renounce the gods of my father's house. I renounce them. I disconnect with them. They will not find me in the spirit world. They will not connect with me. They will not control my destiny. They will not control my life. My life belongs to Jesus. My destiny belong. Declare by faith. I want to hear your voice. My life belongs to Jesus. My destiny belongs to the Lord. I will serve the Lord. I will build an altar of prayer. I will build an altar of worship. I will build an altar of praise. I will build an altar of worship, of praise, of prayer unto my Lord in the name of Jesus. From today, say, from today, any altar of Baal, I pull you out. Any altar of Asherah, I cut you down. I cut witchcraft down. I cut malice down. I cut premature death down. I cut worship of men down. I cut witchcraft down. From the ground, I destroy. From the ground, I cut off their Asherah poles. I cut off their Asherah poles. I cut off divination. I cut off wrong foundation. I cut them off. In the name of Jesus, anything that has risen against the knowledge of Jesus Christ on my Father's house, today I cut you down. 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 Whatever my Father did not plant in me, today I uproot you. Today I uproot you. Today I uproot you. Today I bring you down. Today I disconnect from you. Father, I surrender my life to you. Just lift up your hands wherever you are. In surrender. Lift up your two hands to the Lord. Say, Father, I surrender. I surrender. I surrender to your service. I surrender to the altar of grace. Zapura talada basaya. I surrender to the altar of grace. Ruba zata piliki to zodolati balada bazada bazito zuda da 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 zino honda lete banda zile tete balanda balandi ziada lekondo ziada balanda bikete belete banazia katalada. Father, I surrender to the altar of grace. I surrender to the altar of grace. Lift up your hands to the Lord. I surrender. Lift higher, higher and higher. I surrender to the altar of grace. Let grace come upon my life. Let grace come upon my life. Let grace come upon my life. Let anointing come upon my life. Repeat with me. Let grace. Let grace. Let grace come upon my life. Let the Spirit of God come and overshadow me. Overshadow my life. Spirit of the living God, break every foundation. Break every habit. Break every foundation. Break every connection. Break every connection in my life that is not of you. Makota piliki zinde zupa ready. Open your mouth and begin to pray. Zeke pele de barata seke telege de balana zata. Leko baradi kanda labana zike tebele de zibarata. Ligi du zanda mente zike telega da zanda. Leko paradi kelende ze de bende lete pana mazada. Leto so parede bende lete peke de lede bai. Yeke te palanda ze. Ketele de bazanda, Rico Bayanta Megelegazanda Mekorogodozata, Le Barata se paladozo totale, Le Barata sapacate pele de banda, Leto sopare de behende zeletai, Rubayata pacata pia sosa, Le cotosoma yanta pilegetosanta, Meto supare de kelegetesanta, Meto supare de zika talagazanta, get to your yote, and be me quake picana vitana my. Ziko iya leo nina zechoma altari yoyote ambe imekuwa kipigana na vita na maisha yangu. Ziko iya leo nina ifuja yeka parada bezende. Whatever my Father, my Lord did not plant in me, today I be rooted out. Be rooted out. Be rooted out. I root out premature death. I root out alcoholism. I root out marriagelessness. I root out the spirit of polygamy.
I root out every form of addiction. I root out poverty out of my life. I root out whatever that doesn't look like God. Today, in the name of Jesus, I surrender. Whatever I've held at the destiny will not hold me. Whatever I've held people from my father's house will not pull me down. I destroy those altars. I destroy them. Those altars of Baal, I break them down. Those altars of Baal, I break them down. I destroy their covenant. I destroy their will. I destroy their purpose. In the mighty name of Jesus.
Rabahoto zile pene mahanda la dabai. Rosha talabahanda zetelesha. Zekete balanta zide behende. They say, Father, I give my life to you. Lord, I give my life. I give my heart to you. Come and wield it to your will. Come and wield my thoughts to you. Come and wield my spirit to you. I open my heart to you, Jesus. I surrender my all to you. I surrender my all to you. Say it from deep from your soul. I surrender, Lord. I surrender. I surrender. I surrender my weakness. I surrender my shortcomings to you. I surrender my pain to you. I surrender my sorrows to you. I surrender my all to you, Jesus. Come and break me. Come and heal me. Come and break my soul. Come and break me. Majeketele de bazanda. Lebozota pere de bazanda. Come and take away every pain. Come and take away every sorrow. I surrender. Unforgiveness is not my portion. Bitterness is not my portion. Matosilekete balata lebaratu superede. Open your mouth. Begin to pray the way I am praying. Ziko paradi ledozota pile de basanta mente pilege de banda. I cast my worries to you. I cast my pain to you. I cast my lack of faith to you. Help my unbelief. 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 Help me, mighty Father, where my faith is lacking. Help me, mighty God, where my faith is lacking. Help me, mighty God. I put my pain down. I put my shortcomings down. I put unforgiveness down. I put bitterness down. I put sorrow down. Ye kapaza. I put depression down. Make a tepela, le kotopari, rabasiata, lebozata peketeli behede, ribosata peketeli behede. I call my mind to peace. I call my spirit to peace. Where they have tied my life, I loosen myself. I loosen my destiny. I loosen my star. I loosen my wealth. I loosen my wealth. I loosen everything that belongs to me. Ye korobozata ribozoto parade ribozo pareda. I loosen myself from every darkness. I loosen myself from every covenant. I loosen myself from anything that is not of God. Today I disconnect in the name of Jesus, because I am a child of God. I will live in victory. I will live in victory. Declare those words. I will live in victory. I will live in victory. I will fulfill destiny. I will, you know, those altars are waiting for you to speak. I will live in victory. Say it by force. Say as a warrior. I want to see the warrior inside you. I want to hear the warrior inside you. Phase 2, I want to hear the warrior inside you. I will live in victory. I will live in victory. I will live in victory. Victory is my portion. Victory is my portion. I will be what God wants me to be. I will fulfill destiny in the name of Jesus. Because the grace of God is sufficient for me. In Jesus' name. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Naweza kachi. Hallelujah. 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 Kuna Mungu kama wewe.